Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the first week of March. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was obsessed with all things mystical as a child and turned that hobby into a tarot practice and eventually the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot. So towards the end of February, we had a big full moon in Virgo on the 19th. And Virgo energy is known for being super organized and detail-oriented. So I don't know if you guys felt this moon, but I was hearing from a lot of clients, I definitely was. Often in full moons, we're wrapping up a period of manifestation, and after the full moon, we kind of work on releasing things that just aren't really fitting with, you know, or jiving anymore, and things that no longer serve us. So with this full moon in Virgo, you may have kind of felt the need to tie up any loose ends, finish things up, and release things that just, you know, weren't working for whatever reason. Or perhaps, like me, you went into full Marie Kondo decluttering mode. I literally organized my herbs and potions and candles drawers so well that it looks like I opened a small witchy boutique in my living room. Like, no joke. But being in Pisces season, this kind of makes sense, right? Because Pisces enhances intuition, connection, and sensitivity. And this waning moon period may have caused you to really focus on that emotional, intuitive side of your life, i.e. choosing to clean the witchy drawers versus the sock drawer, or looking at personal relationships, which just aren't feeding you. Lindsay Mack spoke in her podcast this month, Tarot for the Wild Soul, about really giving yourself the unapologetic permission to release those things, whether they're people or situations that are no longer working in your favor. Sometimes you grow out of a friendship or out of a relationship or, you know, a job, and it doesn't make you a bad person. You may have connected with someone at a point where the relationship was balanced and it was feeding you both and it was bringing something to you know, each of you. But as time passes, sometimes one of you evolves out of the relationship, and it can be really hard to give yourself the permission to let go of it. And when you acknowledge what I loved about Lindsay saying, you know, just give yourself that permission, when you acknowledge that it's not wrong or bad and you give yourself the freedom to clear that space, you invite the universe to fill it with something or someone more aligned with, you know, where you are right now. Like, that may have served you perfectly in the past, but it creates that space to bring in something that's more aligned with your present truth. And I recently had this spiritual Marie Kondo tidying up moment, if you will. I realized that as a lot of my best friends have physically left New York, they've moved to other cities for jobs, for relationships, for personal pursuits. And, you know, in that time, it did clear space and I made new friends. I totally miss my besties. You guys all know who you are. Most of you are cards in the deck. I did make some new friends, and that really helped me through the past couple of years that were a massive transition period in my life. But in this time, I've done so much work, you know, on me and my life and my connection to cosmic consciousness, source, whatever you want to call it, that it's become apparent that some of these people who, while incredibly important to my life at the time we connected, just aren't on the same path. And the more I work on this and the more gratitude and positivity I cultivate, it almost seems like I'm annoying some of them with all of my rainbow bright sparkles and light. And they want me to come back down to complaining and expressing lack. And I hate to stereotype New York in a negative way because I freaking love this city. It's one of the first things I say. I'm a tarot reader. I'm based in New York. I'm so proud to be here. But I think part of that New York attitude for some people can be like, it's hard. You work all the time. Life's hard. And, you know, some people don't like that I'm like, hey, but it can be fun and easy. Like, wow, I just figured this out. And that just doesn't feel aligned with where I am anymore. I don't want to go back to that complaining and expressing that lack mentality. So I've realized, not like I'm going to be like, fuck off and never call me, but I'm going to take some space from those relationships. And as I've started doing this, I've met some pretty badass bitches that have more in common with where I'm right now. And I want to just give a big shout out and thank you to my new friend Kat for a fab weekend in the Catskills filled with so much laughter, light, fun, and lots of dogs. And my other friend Desi, who I've known for years, but has just really come in such a big, strong way as an inspiration in my tarot practice. And just our friendship has really grown through this past year. So thank you to the people that have, you know, really come in and kind of met me where I'm at. And I look forward to just, you know, enhancing those friendships. But That being said, if this Pisces emo energy is shedding a light on something that you might have outgrown, trust your intuition and give yourself the permission to release it. And that can even just mean taking a little space in order to receive new opportunities that are more in sync with who you are and where you're at. Because, like, who doesn't love a techno remix of the Frozen song, Let It Go? I mean, I know I do. I had to do that. So that being said, let's take a look at what we have coming for the March cards. So back in January from the 2019 overview, we got our first March card of the month, which was 10 of Pentacles. So in the Smith Rider Waite, this is this old dude with a white beard and a jazzy cape. He's surrounded by a younger couple and they have their child and two dogs. And it's kind of showing that he's lived this full and abundant life. And there's all the Pentacles. So he has enough for himself to have a rich life, but also to provide for the people that he loves. And astrologically, 10 of Pentacles is ruled by Mercury in Virgo. So Mercury is kind of that logical and communicative planet, while Virgo is clever and detail-oriented. So combined, they're a great duo to create this abundance for ourselves and for those surrounding us. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this card is Paris Hilton, and she's standing in front of the Magical Kingdom because this is the card of abundance and, you know, and the card of creating financial security and stability that you can share with those you love. And, you know, when you look at Paris, lover, you hate her, she's got that perfect kind of happily ever after with the Ken doll husband and, you know, the beautiful mansion and all the happy dogs. So it's really kind of that happily ever after energy of abundance and abundance that's shared with the people around you that you care about. So it looks like March is going to be bringing in some Pentacles. So it could be a great time to plan a little splurge for yourself, a little vacation or a getaway. And this is really well deserved after kind of that Six of Pentacles balance work that we did in February. So if you kind of felt like a lot of people had said that January felt really slow and a struggle and then February flew by, if you felt like you were really hustling, working hard, you know, March is a time to kind of reward yourself, have a little bit of fun this month. You know, and with 10 of Pentacles, 10s are ruled by the major arcana card, the Wheel of Fortune. So they represent transcendental completion or completion of a cycle, but in a way that it's still evolving and moving forward. It's kind of like, yes, you've checked off this phase, but you're still continuing to evolve and grow. Think of Madonna after completing a tour. You know there's more coming. Even if she's like, yes, thank you and good night, it's the end of this tour forever, you know she's going to be doing this using a Swarovski crystalled walker to enter on stage for as long as she possibly can. So it can be the end of a cycle, but just in a way that's opening up more doors and continued evolution for you. All right, so let's take a look at our second card for March. Okay, the moon. This is a tricky one. And also funny because the moon is ruled by Pisces, so it's very appropriate for the month of March. In the Smith Rider Waite deck, this card depicts two dogs or wolves, we're not really sure, on either side of a stream that runs into the ocean. And they're howling up at a crescent moon inside of a full moon in the sky. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, it's Britney Bitch. But yeah, it's half sexy, iconic 2001 Britney and half 2007 shaved head, you know, beating a car with umbrella Britney. The moon is, it's, you know, that really sums it up. It's why I chose both sides of her for this card. The moon's kind of a card of illusion and sometimes deception. So it usually suggests a time when something may not be as it appears. In this card, the biggest message is, which is the true Britney, right? And the answer is it's both. In the OG card, are they benevolent dogs or are they harmful wolves? They could be both. I mean, my little Lola the Dom-Pom can be an evil wolf demon sometimes and also the cutest 4-pound Pomeranian angel, you know, other days. So this can be a reminder of an upcoming misunderstanding on your part or a truth you can't admit to yourself of your own shadow side that you don't really want to deal with. Astrologically, the moon is ruled by Pisces. Which we already said. Pisces controls the 12th house, house of secrets and desires. And Pisces is also the sign known for being the most spiritual and transformative. When we think about being outside and in a full moon, if you picture yourself in that card, you know, being outside in the full moon and kind of an open space in the woods in the dark, it often elicits a combination of both excitement and fear, right? And that the same can be true with our shadow selves. I had a great convo with one of my besties this week, and she said she's in a full-on moon energy cycle. And she said, I'm getting a whole lot of shaved head Brittany right now. And, you know, we laughed, but just like the Pisces has the two fish, higher and lower self or light and shadow, everyone has that. You know, everyone has both a shaved head and sexy, fierce abs, Brittany, and both are in fact Brittany, right? And the moon reminds us to acknowledge both. And really this month, find a little love and understanding for your shadow. The quicker you forgive it, the faster that hair is going to grow back in. You know what I mean? So just really kind of embrace it, acknowledge it, and that really moves through the discomfort a little bit faster. I feel like it's interesting that we have this combined with 10 of Pentacles for March, because this looks like successes and abundance either flowing directly into us or around us in a way that benefits us may actually trigger our shadow selves, but in a way that can provide us with the opportunity to kind of look at both sides and see the truth in ourselves and, you know, and really look and kind of take a deeper look at ourselves, the relationships we have and the opportunities coming in and kind of how that affects both our like light and shadow selves and really kind of taking a deep breath. Sasha Graham wrote in her book, The Complete Book of Rider-Waite-Smith, that the moon is kind of like, if you get that card and it's a yes or no answer, it's kind of a not yet. It's not a yes. It's not a no. It's like, let's really look at this. And I think that it's a clarity card of like, let's really look and not ignore one side of it or not try to dismiss or numb one side of it. So we have 10 of Pentacles and the moon. Now let's look at our card for the week, which is this upcoming week of the 3rd through the 9th. Oh, okay. Love this one. Good news, people. 9 of Cups. I love 9 of Cups. This is known as the most optimistic card in the tarot deck. And it's also known as the wish card. So in the OG Smith Rider Waite, it's this dude with a fierce red cap, this turban with like feathers coming out of it. And he's in front of this high banquet table that's just lined with 9 golden cups from side to side of the card. And it's really just giving that image of abundance, right? And because it's cups, we often think of emotional abundance. Cups are water, cups are love, connectivity. So just this grand table of emotional abundance. And the 9 of Cups is ruled by the 9 in Major Arcana, which is the Hermit. And so this card is really about completion and fulfillment. When we think of the work of the Hermit, it's really that like going within. What do we really want? What is really in our best and highest that we're seeking moving forward? And it's kind of that, you know, that completion of that cycle. And 9 of Cups is saying, yeah, what is it we really want? And as we put it out there, we're inviting the universe to fulfill what's in alignment with us. So astrologically, 9 of Cups is ruled by Jupiter in Pisces, which, oh my God, how awesome is that? We got 2 Pisces cards today. So I'm feeling like March is going to be very aligned with what I'm putting out. I'm just saying, because I do pull 1 10 of Pentacles on January 1st to kind of just the intention of the new year. And then I pull the other at our first podcast of the month. So we have 2 Pisces cards. Yes, astrologically, 9 of Cups, Jupiter in Pisces. So Jupiter is the planet of luck and opportunity and kind of fortune. And Pisces is that intuitive and generous, like, you know, emotionally connected planet. So together they create incredible gifts and generosity. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, 9 of Cups is my mama in her Playboy bunny suit from when she worked as a bunny in the 70s, looking super glam. And my mom, anyone who knows her, is the most incredibly generous woman woman on the planet. When people, you know, speak highly of my generosity, I learned that from growing up with my mom. She is an incredible woman, very thoughtful, the best, you know, like it just making you feel taken care of, and will give you anything that you could possibly desire that are within her means. And literally will grant any wish. And that is Nine of Cups. It's like Nine of Cups grants your wishes when you put them out there. So this week is a really good time to get clear on what we would like to be fulfilled from the universe. And remembering that hermit energy, the ruler of you know, in the major arcana, the hermit ruling nine, ruling the nines, and that we want to be specific. So with this new moon in Pisces coming in on Wednesday the 6th, we have so much cosmic ammunition on our side of like new moon for manifesting, Nine of Cups, what do we want? So let's use that intent to be as specific as possible. The universe can be quite literal, so make sure you're clear with what you're putting out there. All right, so on to our next segment. We have some great coming out of the spiritual closet stories this week, but my favorite was from Alyssa in Toronto. You know I've got to represent the T-Dot. Alyssa writes, "Hi, Cardsy. I love the podcast. I just ordered one of your Stay Magical AFTs as well." Thank you. Anyway, back to Alyssa. "I have done a lot of soul searching over the past couple of years after struggling with an eating disorder and chronic depression. I'm doing so much better since 2018, and a lot of it has been through my healing work with tarot meditation and breath work. I'm so grateful for finding these practices. While I've been pretty unapologetic about coming out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, sometimes I feel disconnected from my old friends who aren't familiar and really have no interest at all in this whole woo-woo world that I've discovered. Have you experienced this in your process at all, and do you have any advice?" Oh my God, Alyssa. Yes, yes. That was the whole full moon in Virgo releasing through the waning moon stuff I was discussing earlier. I have definitely come up against this. And this can be really, really hard because it's not always as easy as just thank you next when it comes to people that you really love. And you don't have to cut people out by any means, but you also can't force people to move through the world the way that you do and what works for you. Even if you are clearly happier and you're like, "But you guys, it gets so much better. I'm so happy over here. Why do you want to stay so miserable?" I get that. I have a friend who loves to be miserable. Like, that's her thing. The way that like tarot is my thing and being cute is Lola the Dom Pom's thing, like being miserable, it's her thing, right? Nothing is ever right. Something's always missing, lacking, wrong, late, too hot, too cold. She is legit Goldilocks, okay? And I used to desperately try to introduce her to meditation, tarot, like documentaries that I found inspiring. And then I just had to realize she's content like that. And that's okay. It's also okay that it's not a fun vibe for me to be around in large doses, you know? And if you're finding that with certain people in your life, it's okay to take some space. The universe loves a void and will quickly fill it with someone who's more aligned with the now age version of you. And also, depending on where you live, I would totally recommend getting out to some like events at your local metaphysical shops or taking like tarot or astrology or, you know, classes in modalities that interest you, because you can connect with people that are into the same stuff. I met one of my dear friends, the creator of the Woo Workbook, who I now collaborate with writing for her at an astrology workshop. And this was literally like a little astrology workshop in the back of a Free People store, okay? And we just like, for whatever reason, connected and hit it off. And so that's a really cool way to kind of just, you know, follow things like podcasts. If there are classes that are interactive with people that you enjoy, and you kind of then attract people that are kind of into the same stuff, then you might be able to meet some cool people that way. But keep me posted on how that goes, Alyssa. And I would love to offer you a free reading. So hit me up via DM or through my website for that. Because I just, you know, congrats on this process and all of the work you've done on yourself. And it can be uncomfortable. It can be like, you know, like you do kind of shed parts of your skin, which can feel a little bit naked and vulnerable as you move through things. But I just want to say, like, thank you so much for sharing that. And like the t-shirt you ordered says, you truly are magical AF, girl. So keep it up. And everybody, please do keep the stories coming. I love them. Our listeners love them. You can send them through Instagram DM or Badass Bitches Tarot. A lot of what you guys share, I get the feedback that so many other listeners are dealing with, can relate to, or are grateful for hearing. And so the more that you share, the more that, you know, people can connect to these experiences and not feel like they're going through this crazy stuff alone. So I thank you and applaud you for sharing, and please keep it coming. Before we head out, I just want to give a quick month's recap. So for March, we have Ten of Pentacles, the Paris Hilton Magic Kingdom card, bringing in some serious abundance for us and for those that we love. We also have the Moon card, which is really kind of asking us to have patience when deciphering situations, and often with ourselves as we kind of make peace with our shadow and move through March with the intent to really, really love and accept all sides of ourselves, or at least give it a shot, you know? This week is brought to us by Nine of Cups, the Wish card, my mom. So get your intentions ready and clear, because Nine of Cups plus the new moon in Pisces on Wednesday the 6th are like big time to really make those dreams come true. Don't forget to check out my Instagram live segment, Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in for an overview for the upcoming week and a chance to ask your own questions and get a free mini live reading. You can also, if you can't make the live, you know, in real time, you can send through your questions at badassbitchestarot.com or Instagram message at CardsyB in advance to ensure that I get a chance to answer your question, and the live is up on Instagram for 24 hours. So a lot of people will write in if they can't view it at, you know, at the actual 8 p.m. start time. I also wanted to announce the new apparel collab, which Alyssa wrote in about, represents.com. You can go directly through the link in the podcast notes below, and also at CardsyB, there's a direct link. And there's some pretty badass stuff, guys. There's some Stay Magical AF and Want to See My Deck tees and hoodies. So check it out. They're super cute. And as always, I have some great events coming up this week to celebrate the new moon in Pisces. I'll be in LA at American Dinner Party. Coven. So looking forward to that one. I'll be back in New York at Om Shanti Saturday, March 16th for an in-store event, deck signings, the whole deal. Come check it out and say hi. And if you're looking for an awesome spring retreat, I'm a featured reader at Rise Gathering, May 31st through June 2nd, Poconos. Lots of cool healing events going on up there for a whole weekend. And you can get $100 off with the code CardsyB2019 at risegatherings.com. Also, follow at CardsyB on Instagram and Badass Bitches Tarot, because I'm always adding the newest stuff there as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Happy, happy March. Happy Pisces season. And as always, stay magical AF.